From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry unveiled broad guidelines Wednesday for an eventual peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, warning a two-state solution to the conflict is in serious jeopardy. Kerry defended the U.S. decision last week to abstain from the United Nations Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements in areas claimed by the Palestinians.
I am compelled to respond today that the United States did, in fact, vote in accordance with our values, just as previous U.S. administrations have done at the Security Council before us.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday called Kerry's speech a deep disappointment, commenting during a late-night news conference. Mr. Netanyahu said the speech was, in his words, unbalanced as the UN resolution itself. He vowed to work with the incoming Trump administration to improve relations in the wake of the fallout over the UN resolution. Meanwhile, the Palestinian president says he is ready to resume peace talks if Israel freezes settlement construction. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says Russia did interfere in the recent U.S. presidential election and can expect hard-hitting sanctions. Graham said Wednesday the Congress will investigate Russia's involvement in the November 8th election.
It is now time for Russia to understand enough is enough.
The senator says he expects tough new sanctions against Russia to get bipartisan support. He said sanctions could target President Vladimir Putin personally. Russia has denied allegations that President Putin was personally involved in the hacking. And former Argentine President Cristina Fernandez has been indicted on charges of directing a corrupt enterprise while attempting to hide millions of dollars in convent. This is VOA News. Russian and Turkish officials have been trying to come up with a ceasefire in the civil war, that is. The Turkish state news agency, citing an official source, says a ceasefire has already been prepared, but Russian officials would not comment on the report, and rebel groups deny a truce has been agreed on. Officials are trying to expand the current Aleppo ceasefire to cover the whole country. Sources told Reuters news agency that the agreement calls for Syria to be divided into zones and for President Bashar al-Assad to remain in power for at least a few years. A senior Turkish official said future talks will deal with Assad's role. Russian search teams say they have found at least two flight recorders from the military plane that crashed Christmas Day, killing all 92 people on board when the plane plunged into the Black Sea. The Russian Defense Ministry announced Wednesday that the second black box had been found. An analysis of its data has begun. The Defense Ministry also said 15 bodies have been found so far from the crash site. Australia police say they have broken up a drug syndicate with the seizure of more than a ton of cocaine and the arrest of 15 people.
This is 1.1 tons of cocaine that hasn't reached the streets in New South Wales. I haven't done the maths in relation to the number of street deals that would involve, but the street value of those particular drugs is in excess of $350 million. So it's quite a chunk out of the cocaine economy, I would expect, in New South Wales at this stage, so it would have had a devastating result.
South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Mark Jenkins. American actress Debbie Reynolds died Wednesday after suffering a stroke just one day after her actress daughter Carrie Fisher passed away. Reynolds' son said the stress of his sister's death was too much for his 84-year-old mother. White supremacist Dylan Roof, who murdered 9 black worshipers at a Charleston, South Carolina church, has told a judge he does not plan to call any witnesses or present any evidence during the penalty phase of his trial. Roof, who is defending himself, faces the death penalty. A jury convicted Roof of 33 counts of hate crimes and obstruction of justice earlier this month. The government of Venezuela has more currency, saying that the bills arrived in the country to ease the financial and currency crisis. But critics say the new bills won't help the shortages of basic goods that have made for a grim Christmas holiday in the South American country. An opposition lawmaker says the traditional holiday has celebrations have been marred by lack of food, medicine, and other goods. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.